KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 71 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking forward to be mostly cloudy today with occasional showers and thunderstorms, more likely later this afternoon, just like we experienced yesterday. We'll have a high around 87. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with a check of KJAN News. Two men from Illinois were injured when their motorcycle collided as they were riding westbound on Interstate 80 Friday in Pottawatomie County. The men were among a group of six motorcyclists riding together when one of the cycles hit the rear of another cycle as that machine had begun to slow down. The accident happened around 6:45 p.m. The Iowa State Patrol says 63-year-old David Schoth of Chapin, Illinois, was thrown to the roadway when his 2012 Harley-Davidson motorcycle was hit. He was taken by helicopter to Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. The patrol did not describe his injuries or release a report on his condition. The condition of the other injured man, 61-year-old William Ott of Middleton, Illinois, was also not clear. He crashed his 2013 Harley-Davidson trike into the ditch after the collision. Well, maintenance crews of the Iowa Department of Transportation were dispatched to a pavement blow-up about 5 miles west of Messina late Friday evening. District 4 Transportation Coordinator Scott Sewer, based in Atlantic, told KJAN News the incident was reported around 7:30 p.m. on Highway 92 near the intersection with 720th Street.
Apparently, they were paving in the area, and apparently there's moisture underneath the slab, and it caused a blow-up. Anytime you get moisture underneath the slab and you get a lot of hot temperatures, it'll cause, just a steam effect, and that steam effect will cause pavement to rise.
Pavement blow-ups are not unusual during the summer. They occur when heat forces a roadway to expand at a crevasse where the water had previously seeped in. A combination of the heat and crack, which weakens the pavement, causes the road to buckle and warp. When a vehicle hits sections of the pavement that has popped up, it can cause the driver to lose control or cause alignment problems, among other mechanical issues. Five cars of a Burlington Northern Santa Fe train went off the tracks Friday afternoon in Erling. Shelby County Emergency Management Coordinator Bob Seiver told KJAN News the cars, which were hauling grain, slipped off the tracks across Highway 37 at around 3:20 p.m., but they apparently did not tip over. Crews had the rail cars back on the tracks, and the road reopened within about 20 to 30 minutes. No injuries were reported, and it's not clear what caused the derailment. A man from Nebraska was arrested on drug charges following a traffic stop last night in Adams County. Sheriff's officials say 21-year-old Aaron Raul Mills of Omaha was pulled over for speeding at around 9 p.m. During the traffic stop, deputies noticed the smell of marijuana coming from the vehicle. A small amount of marijuana was subsequently seized. Mills was being held in the Adams County Jail on $1,000 bond. Authorities in Montgomery County say a man wanted on a Page County warrant for violation of his probation was apprehended Friday night in Villisca. 39-year-old Scott Jason William McCullum of Villisca was arrested at around 11 p.m. and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was being held on $2,000 bond. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa reports a Page County man was sentenced Friday to 16 years in prison on a drug charge. 31-year-old James Paul Davis of Shenandoah was sentenced by U.S. District Court Judge James Richner to serve 192 months in prison for conspiracy to distribute methamphetamine. Davis was also ordered to serve 5 years of supervised release following his period of imprisonment. Davis pled guilty to the charge on March the 11th. His plea was the result of a year-long investigation that showed large quantities of methamphetamine were transported to southwestern Iowa from the border region in Texas for distribution across southwestern Iowa and eastern Nebraska from September of 2013 to June of 2014. The investigation was conducted by the Iowa Division of Narcotics Enforcement, Page County Sheriff's Office, the Shenandoah, Iowa Police Department, Mills County Sheriff's Office, Southwest Iowa Narcotics Task Force, Omaha, Nebraska Police, the Metro Area Fugitive Task Force, and the U.S. Marshals Service for the Southern District of Iowa. And, of course, the case was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. A Red Oak man with a history of run-ins with the law was arrested again Friday afternoon. Police say 27-year-old Jason Rolf Ahearns was taken into custody at around 4:30 p.m. in Red Oak for violation of his probation and possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, second offense. Ahearns was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $2,000 bond. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest Friday afternoon of a man from Stanton on a second-degree theft charge. 39-year-old Michael LaFollette was taken into custody at around 12:05 p.m. after he allegedly took a car belonging to Lucinda LaFollette. The incident occurred following an alleged verbal altercation with a woman. Michael LaFollette was apprehended in Red Oak and was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 bond. The vehicle was returned to its owner without damage. Red Oak Police and Red Oak Rescue personnel assisted in handling the incident. And a man who fell asleep at the wheel of his pickup early Friday morning in Page County suffered minor injuries when the vehicle did a nosedive into an embankment. The sheriff's office says 30-year-old Cole Curtis Johnson of rural Clarinda was taken by private vehicle to the Clarinda Regional Health Center following the crash that happened around 2 a.m. Friday. Deputies investigated after authorities received word at around 6:45 that morning about a pickup that was in a field drive at Highway 48 and 170th Street, or about halfway between Shenandoah and Essex, and that the vehicle appeared to have been in a rollover accident. Personnel from the sheriff's office found the maroon 2004 Dodge Standard Cab pickup in a field drive in the southeast corner of the intersection. That vehicle had severe damage, but no one was around it. During their investigation, it was determined that Johnson was operating the vehicle westbound on 170th when he fell asleep. The pickup ran the stop sign at the T intersection and went into the ditch on the west side of Highway 48. It hit the ditch, and Johnson said he woke up when the vehicle was in the air traveling across the railroad tracks. The pickup landed on the west side of the tracks, west of the intersection, with the front end digging into the embankment. It came to rest in some trees on the west side of the railroad tracks. Johnson told authorities he then drove the vehicle out and parked on 170th just east of the intersection to assess the damage to the vehicle and to himself. The man parked the vehicle on a field drive and called someone for a ride to the hospital, where he was treated and released. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning on KJAN, Carl Knuter, age 74, of Wyota, died July 17th at the VA Medical Center in Des Moines. Memorial services for Carl Knuter will be today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Casey. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Troy Dean Shano, age 47, of Kenyon, Minnesota, and formerly of Oakland, died July 18th. Funeral services for Troy Shano will be held today at 1 o'clock at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has the arrangements. Mary Elizabeth Chalmers, age 89, of Villisca, died Tuesday at the Villisca Good Samaritan Society. Graveside memorial services for Mary Chalmers will be today at 2 o'clock at the Grant Cemetery in Grant. Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel of Red Oak is in charge of the arrangements. Marcella Sally Lucian, age 84, of Harlan, died Thursday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Sally Lucian will be held on Monday at 10:30 at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. And Keith Butch Edwin Mortensen, age 71, of Elkhorn, died Wednesday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Butch Mortensen will be on Monday at 11 a.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And that is a check of our news and funeral announcements for this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.